Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God serving as the basis of our meditation this morning is the Gospel lesson just read. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, the prophets called him the Prince of Peace. The angelic host on the night he was born announced peace on earth, goodwill toward men. He himself bestows peace upon his disciples. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. If he is the Prince of Peace, and he bestows this peace, and he brings peace, how do we reconcile these words of our Lord from Matthew chapter 10? Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, a symbol of war, of battle, of bloodshed, of struggle, of strife. How do we reconcile this statement of our Lord, the Prince of Peace? We understand it most clearly when we go to the previous two verses of Matthew chapter 10. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven. He is the Prince of Peace because he has done battle. It takes war and victory to establish peace. Not some treaty which both parties will eventually break, but peace established through victory and through conquering and continuing to hold in check the vanquished. Peace has been established through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has gone the way of the sword to do battle against sin and death and Satan, and he has vanquished them. He is the victor. And so we have been justified by grace, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This vertical peace, this is the Prince of Peace. He has established peace between sinful, rebellious mankind and the one holy and just God through his sacrifice of the ultimate peace offering. When he confesses those who confess him before his Father in heaven, this is peace. We have peace through this confession of our Savior on our behalf. And what Jesus addresses in the following verses is what the consequence is for denial of him. Jesus also told his disciples, as recorded in John's Gospel, "I have spoken these words to you, so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have tribulation." Peace is to be found only in Christ. It is not possible to have peace with God in Christ and at the same time have peace with the world. The world is opposed to Christ. And those who deny him before men will be denied before his Father in heaven by the same Prince of Peace. What kind of tribulation can we expect? Is it the tribulation of physical hardship, and pain and suffering? Perhaps. But the tribulation that is foremost in the lives of every believer is the tribulation of having been rejected by those whom we love. The closest human relationships, the closest human relationships which Jesus describes here, will be divided with Christ at the center. A denial of Christ is a compromise with the world. And a denial of Christ means that Christ will deny us. Jesus tells us that anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Do you notice what is common to all three of those verses? None of us is worthy of him. No human being is worthy of him. It is not our love for him that brings peace, thanks be to God, but his love for us that brings this peace. The peace with God, and also peace with our fellow believers. Today that peace we experience. Today that peace is realized as we partake of the very body and blood offered to establish that peace. Peace with God bestowed and realized in the eating and the drinking of the very body and blood of our Lord. Peace with the household of faith, with other fellow believers, as we forgive as we have been forgiven. Peace on earth among men. Peace which can only be realized through faith in Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, come and receive the peace of the Lord. Amen.